This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Air quality alerts remain in place tonight for wildfire smoke along the western slope. They're in effect through tomorrow morning. A flash flood watch in place in El Paso County tonight until 8 p.m. And a severe thunderstorm warning remains in place on the eastern half of the state until 10 o'clock tonight. Denver is suing the Trump administration for a fourth time. The city's joined with dozens of others to challenge the administration over threats it's made to withhold federal funding due to its so-called sanctuary policies that benefit immigrants. Hot, dry weather, stoking several large fires burning across western Colorado. Outside of the tiny community of Gateway, the Turner Gulch fire ballooned overnight to nearly 14,000 acres. Michaela Smiley evacuated yesterday.
We're just praying that we get some rain soon and that everything's done so we can all stop worrying. It's just really sad. It was such a beautiful canyon, and now driving past there, it's like piles of ash, so it's really sad.
The fire is burning in the Uniweep Canyon, a sparsely populated area that's also home to the ruins of the Driggs Mansion. It's more than a century old. Fire officials say the historic site has so far been spared. There are also no reports of damaged homes in the area. The fire has closed roadways that run through that canyon, however. Highway 141 is included. Pikes Peak special sunrise openings are back on select mornings through mid-October. Gates will open early for visitors to head up to the mountaintop to view the sunrise from 14,000 feet. Folks can take the shuttle or their own vehicle, but special reservations are required. The next opportunity is Friday. This is CPR News.